USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
We have a real problem. It's the IRS staff who enforce the tax law aren't paying their own taxes. I've heard enough of the excuses and these Washington double standards. That is why I have asked the Inspector General to audit the IRS.
That's Iowa Republican Senator Joni Ernst on the Senate floor Wednesday asking to audit the IRS. The answer is yes. U.S. Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration agreed to audit IRS employees who are either behind on their taxes or haven't paid them in full. A recent IG report noted that 1,250 IRS personnel had not paid their taxes or they're delinquent. President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act added 78,000 more IRS agents that Republicans want to defund should they take control of the House in November. A federal judge has appointed Special Master Raymond Geary, a former chief federal judge in New York, to sort through the more than 11,000 documents that FBI agents took when they raided President Trump's Florida home last month. After getting no reaction from the Biden administration for years about the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Governor Ron DeSantis says he did send illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard this week. Now everyone is talking about the border.
We take what's happening at the southern border very seriously, unlike some. And unlike the President of the United States, who has refused to lift a finger to secure that border.
President Biden.
We're committed to fixing the immigration system. Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
The Justice Department has hired more than 150 federal prosecutors across the country to police cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Representative David Kustoff, the Republican from Tennessee on Newsmax Thursday, said President Biden's United We Stand summit, held Thursday at the White House, was missing the mark when it comes to addressing voter concerns, specifically violence in America and defunding the police.
We've been waiting for like 2 months in the House of Representatives to vote on extra police funding. And it's Nancy Pelosi's decision in the House of Representatives when to schedule that vote. The problem is that she's got progressives in her own party that don't support it. You hear this defunding the police talk, and they bought into it. They pushed that narrative.
President Biden will meet with Brittany Griner's wife on Friday as the WNBA player marks her 7th month detained in Russia. Griner has been convicted by a Russian court for taking drugs into that country. Boeing officials said Thursday they will find new buyers for some Boeing 737 MAX jets that were built for Chinese airlines but can't be delivered because China's aviation regulator has not cleared the planes to fly. Massachusetts U.S. Attorney Rachel Rawlins is reporting a Massachusetts woman was arrested Thursday in connection with the hoax bomb threat made last month against Boston Children's Hospital, which has seen weeks of harassment and threats for providing gender-affirming care. 37-year-old Catherine Levy of Westfield has been charged with 1 count of explosive materials and willfully making a false bomb threat. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
O'Reilly. O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.